Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.647 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here. Just a few minutes away from our visit with the money tracker, Don Grant. Now Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for three big things.
Three.
California has now become the third state to report more than 10,000 COVID-19 deaths after New York and New Jersey.
Two.
President Trump bypassed Congress, taking executive action after the coronavirus talks stalled. Senate is still in session with a skeleton crew on hand.
One.
Championship game is tonight at X Stadium for the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series, Cheney versus Santa Barbara. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, not very much change over the weekend. Just a few more stations down towards that lower end of things. Averages came down to about $1.95 a gallon. Still seeing many places there at $1.95, but more and more stations coming down to $1.93 a gallon. I even spotted a little bit better price. Lincoln and Hydraulic, $1.91 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's check out that weather forecast here on this Monday. We do look for a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms all the way through tomorrow. And it will be hot. High today of 98 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 70. And then a high on Tuesday, not as hot, but still in the 90s. High of 92 on Tuesday. Currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty wind out of the west. Some scattered light rain in the area. It is 76 degrees. On our way to a high today of 98. Coming up on 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And in case you forgot, let's take a look at how the stock market fared last week.
On Wall Street, a choppy trading session with stocks gaining steam into the close and finishing mixed for the day, but up for the week. Investors are concerned whether Congress can deliver more financial aid for the economy, which overshadowed a better-than-expected jobs report. Among the laggards, tech companies, which have fueled a rally on Wall Street of late, and leading the Nasdaq lower, snapping its seven-session winning streak. Financials and industrials were among the gainers. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and Visa. Both the Dow and S&P 500 notching six straight sessions of gains. The Dow closing up 46 points, the Nasdaq down 97, S&P 500 up 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, there's your Friday reminder for the stock market, and we'll see how things progress as we get into the week. 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We were just talking about some of the rain. Look at the KNSS weather radar. Looks like a lot of the rain right now in Sedgwick County is along the northern tier of the county, and as Jad was talking about, looks like there's a pretty good area of showers heading kind of towards the Valley Center area. So if you're in the northern third of Sedgwick County, that's where a lot of the heavier parts of the rain is right now. As you get further south, it dries up. There we go. It is 6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and we take a look at some reminders about HSAs. Let's find out more from the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, here on this Monday morning. Hello, Don.
Well, hello, Theodore. You know, it seems It seems to me that the importance of contributing to an employer-sponsored retirement plan or IRA has become ingrained in most American workers' minds, but not so much when it comes to health savings accounts or HSAs. The Employee Benefit Research Institute reports that about 34 million people are eligible, but just 22 million have opened an HSA. There are compelling reasons to work to max out your HSA. Well, first of all, to qualify for a health savings account, you must first participate in what's called a high deductible health care plan, or HDHP. If you are part of an HDHP, the IRS will allow you to contribute $3,550 in 2020. Now, those older than 50 can contribute another step up $1,000. The total contribution amount for a family with two eligible members is $7,100. Well, here's where it gets interesting. Monies that are contributed are tax deductible, so they are pre-tax. The money can be invested while in the HSA, and any gains are untaxed. Distributions to pay for healthcare expenses come out tax-free. So these accounts are essentially triple tax exempt, which is a tremendous advantage. If you contribute to an HSA, find an account that allows you to actually invest the assets. Many institutions only let you use a bank deposit program or money market fund. I would seek a place that lets you diversify into several areas that could allow for growth. If your needs are immediate and you generally spend it in 1 year, it might be wise to be more conservative in how you invest that money. A good portion of your retirement expenses will be for medical needs. If you have the ability to fund an HSA, you could save in taxes more than by contributing to either a Roth or a traditional IRA because of the triple tax exemption of health savings. I encourage taking a good look at fully funding that HSA every year. Talk with your certified financial planner about how it could work for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
And, of course, a lot of that goes into that is thinking about your annual health care costs and how things like that can work out over the course of a year. It's very beneficial if you plan it out right.
It certainly is. And even if you spend more than that $3,550 or $4,550, if you're older than 50, I suggest, if you can, to try to put it in there, just because you know at some point. I mean, you'll number one, you have to stop contributing to it when you start on Medicare. So at age 65, you can't put more money into it. So you want to build up as much as you can, because you can continue to grow the account and continue to use that account for any out-of-pocket expenses that go above and beyond what's covered by Medicare.
All right. Sounds good. How was your weekend?
It was a good one. Had to move Natalie on up to KU. So got her settled in her house and, helped her put things together. And we made a trip and, hung some curtains and stuff like that. Cute little house. I'm sure it's been through many KU grads have lived there. Anyway, a bit kind of bittersweet. Hate to see her leave, but I'm excited about her future.
Yeah, and of course, KU is making, if you can't get on campus without getting tested, right?
I believe that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
She said that all of her classes, except for, I think, a lab, are going to be, she's a pre-med, so all of her classes are going to be virtual. Some people, I guess there's just some select classes that are going to be actually in physical session.
Right. Well, it's a whole new world, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. Still dealing with it day by day. We'll see how it goes from
here.
Well, Don, I'm glad you made it to Monday, and we thank you for your great information. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Look forward to it, Ted.
You got it. That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Great information every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour. Of course, we'll tell you about the coronavirus and how things are going in Kansas City, Missouri. Some comments from just to the north of us. We'll have Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from London coming up at 7:15 this morning. We've got the full KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams on the way, with rain in the forecast the next couple of days. All sorts of fantastic information, sports, business, traffic, and weather as well. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.